Today is Thursday, the 26th of October, 2017, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone. Welcome once again to the Geeky Gay Show, a show where I talk about my life and basically give you the deets on everything that's going on around Casa del Adam. And I'm recording on a lovely, crisp morning in the state of Arkansas. I'm just driving to work. And I was in the mood to record. I talk about Big Fatty a lot, but I put on Big Fatty, or I was about to put on Big Fatty. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and instead of listening to Big Fatty, because really, who needs to listen to Big Fatty? I'm going to go ahead and record another episode of the show for everyone. And so that's what I'm doing. So good morning, everyone. How are you? I hope everyone is doing fabulous. I'm running late for work again today. So I'll start off by saying this. So Mark and I, you know, get up every morning. And I used to be, I've always been late for work. And now I don't have, my managers don't really pay attention to what I'm doing, which is good and bad, right? Because I was talking about on the last episode that we are in a place where a lot of org changes are happening. And so I'm in this, okay, make sure that I can prove my value in case more org changes come along and they're like, what does Adam do? We don't think we need that role anymore. And, you know, they come to your, I don't even have an office, but they come to your cubicle and they say, Adam, you know, we're so sorry to let you know that your position has been eliminated. It's nothing to do with you. Like I said yesterday, it's not you, it's us. We just don't need that position anymore. So I've been trying to provide value, but so it's probably not a good thing that my managers don't really even notice when I'm, you know, when I'm early, late, leave early, leave late. If I'm on a vacation day, they don't know. So I don't know how good that is. But anyway, I'm constantly running late for work. And here lately, the problem is I don't like to get out of bed. I mean, that's the main problem. But Mark gets up in the morning. And over the years that we've been together, I guess I've rubbed off on him or something, but he has set his alarm later and later. Well, I got in this habit of getting up and taking my shower after he takes his shower. And so, you know, it used to be he would get up around 7, you know, actually 6:45, 6:30, 6:45. Then it crept up to, you know, 6:50. And he would set his alarm for 6:45, but it would go off for 15 minutes. I mean, he would keep hitting snooze, which is another thing that I used to do all the time. I used to hit snooze. I mean, that was my modus operandi. I would just hit snooze. And when I was single and, you know, sleeping by myself, that was no big deal. But when you have a boyfriend in the bed with you, they tend to get annoyed if you set the alarm for half an hour before you're actually supposed to get up. And he used to get annoyed when I would do that, and now he does that. So he hits snooze. Well, now his getting out of bed time has crept up and up and up. And so today, I don't think he got out of bed until 7:20. Well, I should just go ahead and get up before him because I also cook breakfast for the two of us. But I can't. He needs to take his shower. Well, after his shower, he's still naked, so he has to dry his body, and he has to, you know, get dressed before he can eat breakfast. So then I have the dilemma, but then he has to leave. You know, if he starts getting ready at 7:15, it takes him about 10 minutes to get to work, so he needs to leave by 7:50. So there's a very small window of time when he can eat breakfast. So if I get up when he gets up and I cook breakfast, it's not like he's not ready to eat breakfast when it's ready, right? Because it only takes, you know, 5, 6, 7 minutes to cook an egg. And sometimes we have cereal, so that's even shorter. So I can't, if I get up at the same time he does and I fix breakfast, it'll be ready before he's ready to eat. And, you know, if I we have two bathrooms, but we have water pressure issues. So the master bathroom is basically unusable for showering at the moment. And we can't seem to get it fixed. Like, you know, we've had two different plumbers out. Now I'm in a position where I'm like, oh, it's so much, it's a pain in the butt. You know, my apartment or my condo, they've told me they're sending out another plumber. But now they're trying to file something on their home warranty. And it's more of an inconvenience than it is something that's broken. And I've already had a plumber tell me it would probably have to be replumbed. Like the entire condo would have to be, you know, they'd have to run new lines basically to solve the issues. And you know they're not going to pay for that because it's not technically, I mean, the water does come out. Anyway, so I can't take a shower at the same time as him, or I have to use the master bathroom that trickles. It's just a trickle. And so you can't get the soap washed out of your hair and all that kind of stuff because it just trickles down. So I can't do that. I could get in the shower with him, but then it's crowded. You know, and then, you know, there's the whole, okay, so what I do is as soon as he's done with his shower, while he's getting dressed, I go take my shower. Then I'm faster at getting dressed than him. So I get dressed, I shower really quick, I get dressed, and then I go in and fix whatever breakfast we're going to have. And then, you know, and then I'm letting my hair kind of, I do use a blow dryer on my hair, but I like for it to dry, air dry as much as possible. So I, you know, I do that while I'm fixing breakfast. Well, you know, this morning I wasn't able to get in the shower until, I don't know, 7:30 probably. And, you know, we're both supposed to be at work by 8 o'clock. So we were eating about 7:45, 7:50, and then, of course, I didn't get in the car until, like, 10 after 8. So I'll be at work at 8:30, because it takes me about 20 minutes. So I've got to figure out how to solve this, how to, you know, basically make myself... And I think the only solution is to get up before him, get my shower, go ahead and get dressed, and then just time breakfast whenever it needs to be. Because he's only 10 minutes away, he's always ready by 7:45 or 7:50, and he gets to work by 8. Maybe 5 minutes late, you know, something like that. But I'm consistently, I don't know, 30 minutes late or more. It's ridiculous. So in the last episode, I left off where we basically got to the Bruno Mars concert, and we got there, and we had eaten a really nice Japanese meal. It was really good, and I really enjoyed it. And I'm not even sure that I've had bibimbap before, but it was a lot of food, though. I mean, the bibimbap had so much rice. It was like rice for 4 people, probably. And they tell you mix it all up. It had pork belly, it had an egg, it had shredded carrots, it had bean sprouts, it had, I don't know what all, everything that it had. It had some kind of mushrooms with some kind of sauce, it had kimchi. And so I mixed it all up and I proceeded to eat. I only got maybe a third through. Excuse me, I had to sneeze there. That was a sneeze. So I only got about, I don't know, a third through it, and I was so full. And there was so much rice. You know, rice is heavy. So finally, I gave up, and I was just like, ugh, I can't have any more. And I had told them when I made the reservation on OpenTable, because I use OpenTable a lot, you get points for every reservation that you book and you follow through on, and then eventually you get like $50 off of your next meal or something like that. And I've never used it, so I'll see how it works, because I think I just got my first 50 points. My first $50 off, I think I just got. So anyway, I didn't know. I had, on the reservation, they say, is it a special occasion? And when we got there, the hostess said, oh, I see that it's a birthday. Whose birthday is it? You know, and then she asked him to write his name for her. And so I thought, oh, they're going to bring out a cake or something like that, and it's going to have his name on it. But our waiter was so bad. And I never know whether they're homophobic because, you know, living in Arkansas, living anywhere in the South, anyone that lives in the South will know, you do have those times where you get homophobes. And they're not usually blatant. Like, they don't usually, you know, say something to your face, but maybe they don't talk as much to you, to your table, as they do to other tables. They don't come back quite as often, you know. They act nervous. They act like they don't, you know, they don't want to wait on you. And so that was the kind of waiter it was. So I was so full, and Mark was so full, and I thought, oh, but why did they ask for his name? You know, I didn't want to ask the waiter, oh, are you guys preparing a cake? Because what if they're not? I mean, what if, you know, I was just guessing incorrectly. But we were both full, and we needed to get to the concert. So I finally just said, oh, I think we're full. I think we're ready for the check. And for some reason, he knew we were going to a concert. I had also mentioned that to the hostess, and he said, oh, you guys need to get to the concert, right? And I said, yeah, I think we do, and we're full. And so go ahead and bring us our check. So I don't know if there was going to be a cake or what the deal was going to be because we had to go. And so we left from the restaurant about 7 o'clock, and we got to the arena where the concert was about 7:20. And parking was fairly easy. I mean, we had to park a little bit of a walk away from the arena, but we managed that. We got to the arena, had our tickets and everything, got there, and we go in. And the opening act, well, first of all, Mark always wants to look at t-shirts. But I don't know if it's this way at every concert or it's just at the Little Rock Arena, but they have like 2 merchandise tables, and they're always understaffed, like always understaffed. And they, you know, it's not even so much of a line as it is a crowd of people around the merchandise table. There's no orderly line. You just kind of have to merge into this mass of people. And he's like, Boyfie, do you mind if we, you know, if we get in line here? And I was like, well, I don't care, but I want to be in our seats when the concert is supposed to start at 8 o'clock. Because I couldn't remember if there was an opening act or not. And so I was like, you know, I want to be in our seats because I want to be there for the first number. Because, you know, usually they have some kind of grand entrance. And they always play one of their best songs. You know, anytime you go to a concert, they always play one of their best songs as, you know, the opening number. And so I wanted to be there. And he said, you know, the line's not moving very much, or the mass of people is not moving very much, so let's go ahead and we'll maybe in an intermission if there is one, or afterwards, or I'll go online and buy a t-shirt or something. I'm always telling him, just buy it online if you want to get something, but he usually tells me, oh no, you have to get it from the event, because if you don't get it from the event, it doesn't count. You know, if you just go on their online store or whatever. And so we got to our seat, and sure enough, at 8 o'clock, this girl comes out that I've never heard of. And Georgia Smith is her name. I think if I had the last name Smith, I would probably come up with some stage name. I mean, Georgia, it was spelled like J-O-R-G-A or J-O-R-J-A, something like that. So that's kind of an exotic sounding first name. But then you have Smith, you know. So she comes on, and I think she did almost an hour. So he could have waited in line. I mean, she had a really good voice, but her songs were not catchy at all. And they all sounded the same. I told him she had a voice that I think she could sing a Sia song. Or sing Sia, you know, songs that Sia writes. I told him, I said, maybe she should get Sia to write some songs for her because her songs are not very catchy. And, you know, if she could get some catchier songs, I bet she would do really well because her voice is so good. But, and also the sound system that they had sounded muffled in the arena, so you had a really hard time understanding what she was saying and what she was singing. And so, and I'm pretty sure they bring their own sound system with them. So whoever their audio person was either didn't set it up correctly or, you know, I don't know, it wasn't a good enough sound system. I'm not really sure, but we really had a hard time understanding what she was saying. So that was another thing. We didn't understand the words. So she got done, I don't know, maybe 8:45. And then, you know, and we had to drive back that same night. So I was thinking, oh, if it ends by 11 o'clock, you know, we can get back by like 2 in the morning, get some sleep, and then go to work. And we were both going to get to work late. We had told our bosses, you know, well, again, my boss doesn't care when I'm at work. And, you know, his boss is really lenient, but, you know, Mark's always telling them exactly where he is and exactly what time he's going to get to work and all that. So I was getting kind of antsy because it was 9 o'clock. Bruno Mars hadn't come on yet. Of course, they were preparing the stage because they have to rip off all the musical instruments and everything and the backdrop for the opening act. Then they have to do all the setup for the, you know, for the main act. And so they get all that done maybe about 9:20. So and you know, and then the crowd was getting so anxious. I don't know, at one point we had some kind of fight break out in the people who were sitting on the floor. Not literally sitting on the floor, but the floor seats. There was some kind of fight or something, and the police escorted a guy out. And then, you know, they were playing music, and so there were these people in the stands that were dancing really crazy. And you know, the entire arena started looking at them and cheering for them and all this kind of stuff. And then at one point somebody started the Razorback chant. It's like, ooh, that was bad. Pig, Suey, Razorbacks. And you do that like 3 or 4 times. That's called calling the hogs. I didn't do very good, but because I'm in the car, I'm trying not to blow out the microphone. It's early in the morning, but anyway, you get the point. So we, you know, finally, I think it was like 8:20, maybe 8:20, or 9:20, sorry. The lights die down and you know, they start the show. And it was a really good show. Like, I wasn't really sure what to expect because, you know, I like Bruno Mars, but I'm not a avid fan. So I didn't know if there were going to be enough songs that I knew that were going to keep my attention and all that kind of stuff. And there were. I mean, it was a really good concert. He sings, and I don't know how they do that. His entire band, he doesn't have dancers. Like a lot of pop stars and even country stars now will have dancers and other kind of performers on the stage with them. And he doesn't. But his band dances, and he dances while they're singing and playing. So, like, he has a trumpet player, a saxophone player, a trombone player. All of them dance while they're playing their instruments. That is incredibly difficult. He dances while he's singing. And he doesn't have one of those microphones like you'd see Britney Spears wearing that, like, wraps around your face. He's holding a microphone the whole time and dancing. And I was telling Mark, Bruno Mars is not incredibly attractive, but there's something about his singing and his level of confidence and his dancing when he's on stage that gives him a lot of sex appeal. Like, he makes you kind of horny when you're watching the concert. I bet all the ladies in the audience are like so super horny when they go home. I bet their men bring them to a Bruno Mars concert just to get them all wet and excited so that they can go home and, you know, have their way with them. And of course, everybody's getting drunk and, you know, and acted a fool. And I like concerts, but I'm not a real party animal, we'll say. I mean, I don't drink a lot. I've never done drugs. I'm not a dancer, per se. So, and this couple in front of us, they weren't doing drugs or anything, but they had had a lot to drink, and they were being really affectionate with each other. And they were probably in their late 30s, early 40s. They were taking so many selfies. I mean, it was a selfie every couple of minutes. And Mark said at one point, I don't know why, they are taking way too many selfies for their age. I don't know if that's a thing, like there's an age at which you're too old to take selfies, but it was ridiculous. I mean, they probably took, first of all, they had their phones either taking photos or video the entire concert. And then, you know, probably every 5 to 10 minutes, you'd see them do the pose, and they'd hold one of their phones up and do the selfie duck face sort of thing. It was kind of annoying. And I'm annoyed easily, though, so, you know, I can't really talk. But, so that was the concert. It was super good. I'm surprised. He sings so high, like, the entire concert, and he's just belting out every single song. I'm surprised he's not hoarse all the time. It seems like he's probably got to get some kind of, you know, steroid injection after each show to keep his voice from having issues. But it was a good concert. We really enjoyed it. I had a lot of trouble staying awake on the drive back. We split up the drive, but man, at one point I was like slapping my face, slapping my leg, you know, dancing around in the car because it was so late. We got home about 2:30, and then I had to go to work the next morning. So it was pretty, it was crazy. But that was the Bruno Mars concert. So not much else has been going on. I did get a new phone, and it is, I don't know if anyone else experiences this, but when you get a new phone, for me, first of all, I have this, it's not regret. It's like, you know, I really want to, I'm having issues. I'm going in that lane, dude. I'm trying to park. But I have a lot of issues, and of course he wanted a space right where I was. I needed to turn, and we were blocking each other. He was blocking my space, I was blocking his space. Ah. Anyway, so got a new phone, and I have that thing where I'm like, oh, you know, even though the brand new phone is so cool and everything and has better, you know, better everything, better camera, better, you know, I have this kind of, oh, but I've been using my old phone for so long. It's like an old friend, and you don't want to stop using it. And then the other thing is, it takes so long. As much of a technical person as I am, I'm lazy. So I don't take the time to do any of that stuff that you're supposed to do. Like with Android, there's a way to back up your phone and back up like everything, all of your settings, all of your files, all that kind of stuff. And then when you get a new phone, and iPhone has the same thing. You can just, you know, go through a couple of steps and transfer everything and you're done. But do I do that? No, of course not. So for 2 weeks now, I've been trying to get everything transferred, you know, and I still am having problems with, like, my authenticator app that I use for my two-factor authentication at work. So now I'm carrying around two phones. It's ridiculous. I would say I'm 95% transferred to the new phone now. And, well, we'll see how that goes. Anyway, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can contact me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And I'd love to get some contact so I can read it on the show. You can also call 229-234-7587. And you can find many more shows over at pride48.com. Bye, everyone. See you next time. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.